Headline reads, federal government to leave behind 60.9 trillion debt. 60.9 trillion. When we go finish paying this one. Okay, other liabilities and other liabilities in 2023. This is the cash element, the other liabilities. And what do you, what is the rider? Buhari seeks Senate's approval for 402 billion naira promissory notes. That's another debt stock. It's gonna, this is gonna add to the debt stock, that 402 promissory notes. You want to get money from promissory notes. Federal government has said more aggressive in local debt mobilization. State's external debt exposure falls by 78.3 billion in 6 months, which means that the state's debts are, they're coming down. Okay, but it's come down now by 78.3. But local debt rises by over 18% in the same period. Local debts, money on the capital market and things like that. And I don't know if that also includes payment for contractors and things like that. But local debts have risen by 18%. Now, you know, this, there's a bad habit that we have here. And that's why government expenses are usually bloated. We have a bad payment history. If you do government contracts, some people don't never ever get the money, you know. And then later on, when you check the books of the federal government, you discover that the money has been paid. I know contractors who did jobs way back in Obasanjo's time, got bank loans and ran into serious problem. So that is why government contracts are always and perpetually inflated, because you want to hedge your bets. If I'm going to supply federal government something for say, for argument purposes, 100 million, you probably would put up something to say something like 250 million. So that even if they pay 40%, if you manage to get that, at least it will cover your operational cost. That's the problem that we have. The rest, then you have to go and bargain, if you know what I mean. You go and do deals. But the government is silent on CBN overdrafts and undocumented subnational debts. Take note of these things. Very, very important. Don't forget that as these debts are rising, the income levels are going down from oil and other proceeds. So let's all corruption and this and that and that and this. But this is a wake up sign. This is your first yellow. Don't say you didn't hear.
That's right. Page 16 of the Punch is where we are right now. Knox as Buhari's daughter-in-law graduates from UK varsity.
I have not seen that Facebook post. I have not made the phone out of my way. But let me read the story here. Some civil society groups have described as insensitive a post that was made by the First Lady, the wife of the President, on her Facebook page celebrating her daughter-in-law's graduation from a UK university. They also urged Mrs. Buhari to apologize to millions of Nigerian students stuck at home as the seven-month strike by ASUU persists. Now, if it is true, because I haven't seen the post, and I don't think I want to, but I don't want anything to upset me. If it is true, then it is quite unfortunate, because the wife of the president cannot say she doesn't know what Nigerian students are going through. And there is no statutory requirement that requires that you post the graduation of your daughter-in-law or your sons or whatever, that you put it on Facebook. There's no legal requirement for it. So when you post these things for publicity, you post it for people to see what is the message that you are sending across. What is the message that you are sending across? Are you trying to do, how do you translate Obi from Yoruba to English?
Obi.
Obi is Obi. No. Are you trying to taunt other Nigerians to show that, oh, we are above all these things? What is in the message? The question I would have loved to ask the First Lady if she was with me is, ma'am, when you were posting this, you were posting it for people to see. What did you want them to see? Oh, okay, that the girl has been successful. If that is what it is, she's not the first that's going to be a graduate, and she probably won't be the last. From the days of my fathers, people have been graduating in the United Kingdom. Is she the first from her village? That would have made more sense if the Emma or whatever of her village had posted it. Oh, okay, so you want to show that there is success in your family, but ma'am, your husband is directly responsible for all the youths in this country, and a sizable number of them are not in school due to the fact that these negotiations haven't gone through. For even those who are in school, you will ask yourself, what kind of schools are they in? I think it's quite insensitive. I think she should apologize. She's not compelled to. And you know, she's not compelled to, but I think that a lot of care needs. You remember the other time it was my cousin who said that he was in Harvard and this and that and that and this. These things complicate the issue on ground. It's going to strengthen the resolve of the lecturers, of the students, to say that, look, one thing that you need to be aware of is that the demands of ASUU might be heightened anytime from now, because other groups might join them and they might be asking for more than what is even on the table. It is things like this that incense people. You know, when you think of what, for example, when you think about how the politicians take care of themselves, National Assembly, no problem, they get their car loans as and when due, they get all these humongous amounts and housing and this and that, and this doesn't happen on the other side. These little things could all add up to make the demands of ASUU more than what we have on the table. My suspicion is, if care is not taken, any time from now, there might be other people, other sectors that might want to join ASUU. Then it won't be the issue of the universities alone. Thank God that the elections are coming up in 2023. It's left to you again, that opportunity that you have in February, which is just right around the corner, to put an end to this or to live with it.
Move soon, not on this show.
All the wind in me is gone. You know, Sheriff, when you handle stories like this, you have to be careful. You choose your words. I don't think people have a sense of what it takes to talk live on air.
Yeah,
to just come and say something sensible. Yeah,
like how your brain processes like a million and one possible outcomes.
Yes.
In one second.
I dare anybody to come and tell. that is part of what is playing out here. Insensitivity. You know, not thinking deeply. Like I said, I don't know. This is very unfortunate.
Incidentally, our next story is similar. Students to block Abuja Airport, Kaduna Road today. It's on the Punch.
Well, the first thing that I heard this morning, thanks to Sheriff and the news, is that Third Mainland Bridge is not going to be blocked today. Is not. So you can you can go back and forth as you wish. However, we have it on good authority that the students plan to block Abuja Airport and the Kaduna Road today, okay? And they say the reps want to meet Buhari in Gige, and reps to meet Buhari, but in Gige, Adamu absent apparently. Let's see what it says here. The National Association of Students, NAN, said its members will block the International Airport and Kaduna Abuja Road today as part of his protest against the ongoing industrial and so on and so forth. The Punch had reported that students on Monday had blocked the access road to both, and okay, so you reported that. But speaking to the Punch, the chairman, NAS National Task Force, End ASU Strike, Olumide Ojo, said students did not protest at their Papa Port as earlier scheduled for Tuesday to allow them strategize and plan for an impactful protest on Wednesday. And this is what Ojo is quoted as saying, that we decided to use today to appraise our protest on Monday at the airport. By tomorrow, Wednesday morning, we'll be grounding the National Airport at Abuja. We'll also be at Iwo Road, Ibadan, where we'll hold this conference. It's tomorrow. Our colleagues in the South and South will mobilize for a showdown too. Wow. So that's what we have here. Let us find a resolution to this thing before this issue balloons. I keep saying there's enough anger in people. There are enough issues on the minds of people that can get this thing expanded. So the earlier we find a resolution to this,
yeah,
and ask our God to come back from the United Nations and come and face what is oncoming at home, I think the better it will be for us. I mean, let's be honest. Look at what we have today on this Facebook story, and then a guy is not at home, and so on and so forth. How does it sound to the ordinary person? How does it sound? I don't understand. Maybe you do. I don't mean you. I mean people at home.
No, I don't understand. I don't want you to. I don't understand either. Yeah. I don't understand either. The Punch is still where we are. Sanwo-Olu woos U.S. investors list achievement.
This is a waste of time at this time. And I saw it, I think, 2 weeks ago. He was also in America for some private award ceremony and so on and so forth. This is not the time to be wooing investors when there's a red alert on your country. It's a waste of time. If the gentleman wants a vacation, he should jolly well take it. He's due for vacation anyway. For the past 3 years, I haven't heard that Sanwo-Olu has gone on leave and handed over to his deputy. I don't know. I hope that at some point we'll be able to put it in our constitution or whatever, yeah, that you must statutorily go on a vacation and hand over to, let your deputy even get a feel of this, and also so that we don't personalize. We don't personalize governance, and you relate it to one person. What investor would you be looking for at this point in time when you're going to have elections 6 months away in a country where everybody knows that your policy could jolly well change every 4 years? It's a waste of time. It's a waste of resources. You look for these investors at a time early enough in your administration, because if you've interacted with foreigners and people doing business here, they know that everything is usually short term. They consult us. They know that it's short term, and the way Nigeria is structured now, with all the difficulties in doing business, power, whatever, you end up bringing in mostly hustlers, people who want to buccaneers, who want to quickly come in, make a quick buck, and disappear. Fair enough, it's good that you want to bring it for, but who does that when you are just about to leave office? Because there's no guarantee that you're going to win the election in February anyway. He probably might, but there are no guarantees. So this is a wasted exercise, and I call on our people to think deeply and stop wasting our resources and doing things just for show. If there's something else the gentleman wants to do in America, to feel free to do so. I'm not waste our resources and go looking for foreign investors, because he went about 3 months ago. But this story here says that these people came to meet him in office. It's not we need to be careful in all honesty. So that's it. Of course, again, he listed his achievement. Oh my God, politics all the time. But okay. These ones came. Apparently they came here. But like I said again, it's not the time. If you face the elections when we have a new government and he heads it, then you can start that process all over again. But the one that he went for one private some award ceremony selling in these hard times.
Oh yeah. It's 7:47 Lagos. If you'd like to join us, you can watch on Facebook and on YouTube. We're streaming live on those two platforms. This morning, and drop your comments there. Would take the ones that we are able to take. Let's go to the Vanguard, away from the Punch, at least for now. 2023, same faith tickets guaranteed to end in spectacular failure. Dogara hits APC.
I want to call on all of us to leave this issue behind us. It's and I don't know why it's in all the papers again, except to score a political point. There's nothing in the law that says you can't have a same faith ticket. And if anybody wants to contest and feels confident that it doesn't matter to him, so be it. So let's leave the issue behind. I think we should just put it behind us. I don't know why it made all the papers. I don't know why these people keep stressing it. Same first ticket, it's happened before. The man won. Maybe it will win this time around. I know the times are not the same. But let's move on. Okay, let's move on. We're getting close. Let's move on. Don't discuss this again. Put it behind you and let's move on with what we have. That is extremely vital. Very, very vital. Let's stay focused, okay? Right.
Indeed. So here we go with this one here that says, this is like people's contribution to this column here called People Talk. on FG's plan to ban pomo consumption to revive leather industry.
I found that, as I said, let me bring it to your attention. The Vanguard has what you call People Talk. They have this column called People Talk, and they get to get people to talk about what they think about issues. So this one has 6 people are reacting to the federal government's ban on pomo. Let me read just about 3 for you to hear. Nwora Hope is a security consultant, says that not only that cow skin pomo has no nutritional value, I personally have witnessed the process of enlarging pomo in our local markets, but the chemical use could also be dangerous to human. Do they use chemical for
pomo? Oh wow, yes.
I'm not
eating
it. Don't worry, I'm not eating it. I didn't know. So if I thought it was just something like So if banning it will survive the leather,
You're not even hear anything now.
No, it's like the banana. If you eat bananas these days, the banana looks ripe, but it's not ripe on the inside. Yeah, so I have to stop and look for where I can get.
Another thing is that they use tires. Which chemical? They use I can't remember the name now, just to preserve. They use tires to burn. And that's carcinogenic, highly carcinogenic.
What is carcinogenic?
Like it's likely to give you cancer.
No, I use that.
Wait,
I don't think I did it. I don't want to hear the truth. Anyway, so if banning it will revive the leather industry, that's what I hope. Stephanie Abaje says that this is the least of our problems in Nigeria now. Will the ban bring power supply? Will it reduce food prices, hiking fares, rising cost of living and school fees? Will the ban put an end to the bad roads, rising crime? And she talks about, see, the way people are suffering and the government is talking about banning pomo. Well, I think to Stephanie, is to say that government is a continuum. As they're tackling some issues, you tackle others. So that's what it is. Let me take a last one. I've taken 2 ladies because now them the pomo matter concerns us.
Hey.
They're the ones who prepare food for
us.
Let me take one from Raji Razak, who says that pomo is the last hope of the common man. Philip is the representative of the common man. Is pomo your last hope? Now pomo matter, it says.
Oh God.
Many can't afford fish and meat, and now the federal government wants to ban pomo. How many people will patronize the leather industry they are talking about? It should leave pomo for the poor. As far as pomo is concerned, no retreat, no surrender. But I don't think, maybe we should tell him. Raji Raza, you should listen to what he said. He says that some chemical and they use tires. So don't tell me now that some of the pomo you are eating could be tire that is cut and roasted. Is that possible? What if you call ye? Oh, dear me. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Incidentally, that's what we're talking about at 8.
What are you talking about?
The pomo issue.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm going to hear from people, and I'm going to be speaking with also a stakeholder. Yes. You'll be joining us from Borno. Is the GM of Borno State.
The stakeholder is the one in the leather industry.
In the leather industry.
What about the consumer? Consumer is a stakeholder.
So exactly. So that's why I said I'm going to be hearing from the people as well. You know, on their.
It'd be nice too if you could add the nutritionist. Let's see.
No, there's no nutritional value. Nutritionists have always said that. Yes.
Okay, maybe you should add the doctor to tell us if there's. Since you said it involves chemicals and this and that and that and this.
Yes.
To all the restaurants that I go to, please don't put pomo in.
It's you that you say that you want it now.
Daddy
Ofele,
you know. And you know, sometimes after you've ordered your goofy and everything, no more pomo for me. It never occurred to me, seriously, now until you said it. I just assumed that pomo was. I didn't think. Okay, so I'm guilty of what I preach now. That I didn't think deeply that how is this pomo actually. I just thought that the skin is taken off and cut. Yeah. I thought like the skin of an layer, just.
So there's this chemical that they use to make it swell. So when they add the chemical, you now see pomo that is thick. No, the pomo is not just thick like that. You know, there is. they put a few things.
Think of it, some of the promos that you see, the skin can't be that thick.
Exactly. So once they put it,
are you sure that someone what about the one that is rolled that rolls like this? It looks like a sausage roll.
Oh my God! This
I don't put it past some people to go and take old shoes, and recycle it and turn it into.
That's too much. Let's we're going to take our last story because of time. Let's just drop this one. Lagos justifies vehicles auction, says review underway.
Oh, that one from yesterday. We got a reply from Jandor's people, and they stressed that, you know, they were against the penalty and so on and so forth. The criticism, however, was the showmanship that followed it. That was all. You have the right to criticize and say that it's nice to criticize and say the penalty is too high. I don't think the penalty is too high. That's my opinion. But that was it. But it was the grandstanding of visiting publicly, giving the person money back, and so on and so forth. We didn't think that was good for. But all's well, then's well. Nothing personal, okay? And I saw Jandor's tweets, and I appreciate what he said. And nothing spoiled, okay? So Lagos State apparently have decided that, okay, so they will review the law according to the Attorney General, Moyo Onigbanjo, that they will review the law and see if they can make it a bit more humane. But personally, I stand with that old law. Because the question is, why should you deliberately break the law? It's not an issue of circumstance. It's not as if you slept on your bed and then you woke up, your body has gone one way. You deliberately drove your car. You deliberately drove your car. And also to know, people have become stubborn when it comes to things legal. There's always this soft landing that is provided here and there, and it's ruining our society. I hope the government is not buckling into political pressure here. I hope so. I strongly believe that the law should stay as it is and should be seriously enforced so we can have a saner society. You need to look at the end result. It's like I said, it's not a victim of circumstance. You know, it's not even a case of, okay, if you wee in public, part of your organ is going to be cut away. That's not the issue. The issue is you would find yourself driving into a one-way road. But that's what politics does. The minority will have their say, but the majority will have their way. If that's the kind of state we want to run, good luck to Lagos State. On that note...
We have to go. One of my doctor friends said that there are different types of pomo, that the Jebu pomo is safe, that the bulky one is the one that is preserved by formaldehyde, which is used by morticians.
Oh, formaldehyde. Morticians. Ari. Wait. Sheriff, I need to go use the loo. I ate pomo yesterday. Morticians. Formaldehyde. A very wicked man. I'm sure you saw me ordering food yesterday. Oh my God.
Dr. Ajay, thank you.
I don't believe in your doctor. You should show me his certificate.
What? We have to go.
Okay, let me go eat a donut. Donuts are safer.
Lagos. Thank you for tuning in, Lagos. Thank you so much for coming. That's our show today.
I'll see you at 9.
Yeah, bye.
Have you been disconnected because you didn't link your national identification number to your MTN number?
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running late to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that
you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not